Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
This episode is brought to you by OnStar. Better drive, start here. OnStar makes it possible for Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, and Cadillac owners to access exclusive OnStar technology for an experience that's safer, more convenient, and always entertaining. The in-vehicle technology can keep updating for a drive that feels new over and over again. The future is better with OnStar. Push the blue OnStar button now to get started. Learn more at OnStar.com.
A Big Spark Studios original.
Are we rolling? Are we?
I wish we were rolling, like just straight up face.
What? Yeah. Oh my God. Anyway, hey everybody, what is up? Welcome back to Unhinged with Chris Clemens, the podcast that I almost wore a wig to today, and then I realized it's too soon for that. We can't really get there yet. Is this the first episode that we are recording since the podcast went live?
It is.
Oh my God. Guys, this is Unhinged with Chris Clemens. No. This is the first episode that we are recording. Yeah, you already just heard it. I don't know why I continue to do this every time. Whose fucking phone went off? Sorry, that was a joke, but really it was not funny to everybody not watching this. Sorry, listeners. Still not there yet. Episode 5. Now, before we get into the episode, make sure you subscribe to Unhinged with Chris Clemens wherever you listen to podcasts, and make sure you rate and review it on Apple Podcasts. Yeah, we still haven't broken the top 10, guys. What the fuck? Anyways, also, you can watch the video portions on my YouTube channel, youtube.com/Chris. Sorry, I had a nice girthy amount of saliva to swallow. Yeah, today is June 23rd. I feel like I should start saying the date in these. So, like, there's been episodes where I, like, talk about James Charles uploading a video to Twitter, and I'm like, well, that's, like, truly 3 months old at this point, and he's still not in jail. So, yeah, it's June 23rd. What? Oh, today I woke up. I slept through 4 alarms. Just, oh, dear. I slept through 4 alarms at 5, 5.05, 5.10, and 5.15. And then I woke up at 5:43 for a 6 a.m. workout in Hollywood, which with traffic is normally an hour. But that's why I wake up at the ass crack of dawn. Yeah, I've just been having girl boss morning. I need to stop saying girl boss because it's really starting to be unironic because I'm a girl boss. Now, we're introducing a new segment to this shit show. And I wanted to be more in touch with the world. I don't know. I wanted to introduce Hot Topics, or just maybe a better name for this segment will come later. But right now we're just sticking with the most basic unoriginal name ever, Hot Topics. I have not seen any of these in classic Unhinged fashion. I like to be surprised, and I feel like I'm not a good actor, and I know my strengths, and I definitely know my weaknesses, which is acting. So, oh yeah, I could have done that just so much further away from the mic. Whoopsies. Okay, so here we have these beautiful cards that I got printed at Staples, and I went in to Staples after sobbing for an hour and 23 minutes on the phone to my mom. Yeah, my mom. Shout out to my mom. She's had a week with me being her son. Ooh, yeah, she's got to be. She's coming to California today. I'm picking her up right after this podcast episode. Chris, get to Hot Topics. Thank you. Okay, so here's what I do know about Hot Topics. I know that these cards contain the headline, and then it contains, like, the too long didn't read of the article. And it can be really about anything. It could be pop culture. Maybe this will be, like, real news. I don't know. Literally, I don't know. So with that being said, let's hop right in. Okay, so the first one says, is that the headline, How is Nick Cannon So Fertile?
New York Mag.
New York Mag? I thought that would have been, like, New York Post. Okay, oh my God, I mean, honestly, though, at least men are getting fucking horrible headlines for them. How is Nick Cannon so fertile? So this is news to me that Nick Cannon, how many kids do you think Nick has? Well, the seventh. I am so happy I did not try to assume what this was going to be about. Seven. Yeah. How many does he have with Mariah Carey? Two. So he has. Oh, it's in there. Okay. Chris, keep reading. Got it. Early June, he welcomed twin boys Zion Mixolydian. I'm so sorry for my Caucasianness. Two boys, Zion Cannon and Zillion Air Cannon, with DJ Abby Dale. What in the fucking Sims is this? DJ Abby De La Rosa. I guess that's not that crazy. It's just like on paper. That's a name. Anyways, the names were inspired by their genuine love for music. Okay. So what is Zion or Mixolydian an instrument? Like, what? Okay. So general. Okay. Just a general consensus of confusion. Okay. Makes me feel a little bit better. In December 2020, model Brittany Bell and Cannon had a daughter named Powerful Queen Cannon. I am really not trying to bully a child who, oh my God, it's like an infant still. Oh fuck. Okay. I'm sorry. That is, I need to apologize to my mom when I pick her up from the airport for complaining about being named Chris. If I was called Powerful Queen Cannon, I'm sorry. That is just a fucking gun in Fortnite. And you can't tell me it's not. Oh, I'm so sorry. Model Brittany Bell and Cannon also have a 3-year-old son, Golden Cannon, which I also sounds like a Fortnite gun. Cannon also has a second set of twins, Moroccan and Monroe, both 9, with ex-wife Mariah. Everybody, the charitable shout-out for this video is for Nick Cannon to get a fucking vasectomy. That is insane. That's fucking insane. Like, okay, I'm not saying this with any ill intent or anything, because I know everybody's life is different and situations come up and explaining. I think it sounds so incredibly stressful to have not only just 7 fucking kids, because that's, I mean, you're what, 5 away from just your own cheaper by the dozen? That's not, okay. And on top of that, you have like multiple people that you have. I can barely keep track of like having a podcast now. Can you imagine having fucking 7 kids with, like, 4 people? Moving on. This is, geez, oh my God. What are these? The headline reads, condoms. I thought it said the survivor. Condoms, the souvenir for Olympic participation. 5 years ago in Rio, the officials gave away thousands of condoms via vending machines in lounge areas and food halls. In the 2018 Winter Games, Olympians' Tinder usage in Pyeongchang led to 348% spike in the app. I'm going to say they're Olympians. Like, I'm going to let them do their thing. This year in Tokyo, the condoms will only be given away as a souvenir. I'm sorry. I think that's like the gold medals job. Like, isn't that the souvenir? Like, 150,000 condoms as a parting gift to the more than 11,000 athletes in attendance. What's 150,000 divided by 11,000? I have Elliot here who is fact checking. We have a fact checker. Because what is this? The fucking RNC?
If I can do math.
Well, I mean, you have a cat. I could have pulled my phone out.
15?
That is 15 condoms a person they're bringing home. I'd be like, bitch, get me like the latest Louis collection. I don't want the fucking condoms. The hell? There's messaging for the condoms. The athletes will be asked to bring the condoms back to their home countries to increase awareness about HIV and AIDS. I can't even get into the Olympics marketing strategy. Sha'Carri will... Oh, my God. Sha'Carri Richardson. I don't even need to... now the USA's fastest woman. Yeah, I'm Sha'Carri Richardson's biggest fan. Just... If you don't know who she is, Sha'Carri. Google her. I'm not doing the work for you. Next up, we have all the money on earth. Now, I need to go to school. I need to go back to school because, believe it or not, I have a college education. I was watching episode 3 where I was doing the Yelp reviews. And I hope everybody clicked out of that fucking episode by the time the Yelp reviews came up. Hello? Like, if my mom watches that episode, which I'm hoping she doesn't, she will burst into tears. She's like, that's my child. No, it fucking isn't. Anyway, sorry. All the money on earth. Now, Jeff Bezos wants space. Good. I think we all want space from Jeff Bezos. Bezos is traveling to space, and there is currently a petition with over 90,000 signatures to keep him there. Oh, fuck. That is so funny. Petition to not allow Jeff Bezos re-entry to Earth. Quote from the petition. He's actually an evil overlord hell-bent on global domination. Well, bitch, he's on universal domination, it seems. Do we think Jeff Bezos is like an alien? He fucking looks like one. That was my Jeff Bezos face. If you're listening, at least you got a moment of silence. Bezos is going on a rocket that launches in July. Oh my God, wait. That's so soon. I hope it's already happened by the time this thing airs. And is taking his brother and unidentified passenger who paid $28 million for a seat? Bruh. Give me $1 million. Let me buy a fucking house. God. Who wants to spend $28 million not only on the first time to space, but with Jeff Bezos and his brother? You're going to third wheel a Bezos brotherhood? Ooh. That just sounds... I know so little about Jeff Bezos, but that just sounds like fucking hell. The rocket is reusable and will undertake an 11-minute voyage to... Someone paid $28 million for an 11-minute voyage to space? Okay, now we're... Sorry, I didn't realize this was going to turn into a math podcast. What the fuck is 28 million divided by 11? Like, I want the million per... I want the million per minute. Give me the fucking Carfax. I'm so fucking serious because this is just... Like
2,545,000.
2 million, $2.5 million a minute. See, here's the thing. I want to be rich. I want to fucking be rich, whatever that means. If I'm spending $2.5 million a minute for 11 minutes, put me down. Put me down. The cheapest thing you can fucking get. Put me down. You can get street crack. I don't fucking care. Oh my God, that is disgusting. Oh, this is exciting. Next up, we have Lorde's new album, Solar Panel. Oh my God. Oh my God. I literally don't know how to read. Lorde's new album, Solar Power, is coming out August 20th. Lorde, quote about the cover. My friend just took it. I love you, Lorde. She said, it was just me jumping over a friend on the beach. It's a little hardcore, but it's so joyful to me. It felt innocent and playful and felt... a little bit feral. Whatever, girl. Do your thing. The track list. See, I don't understand why people get so horny about track lists before they come out. Like the album. To me, these are just a list of words. And quite honestly, it looks like a list of chores. The Path. Solar Power. California. Stoned in the Nail Salon? Oh, okay. I get the track list thing. That is being stoned in a nail salon. Lord, I have high hopes for that song. Fallen Fruit, Secrets from a Girl Who's Seen It All. The Man with an Axe, Dominoes. Oh my God, I could have written half of this album. Dominoes, I just got a... And that was 2 nights ago. I got a full-ass Dominoes and Wings. Oh my God. By the way, I don't like that Wings has become now a part of my Dominoes order because, like, It's just unnecessary. But if you call them and ask for extra crispy, they put it through twice. Whew. Holy fertile crescent. Next up, big star, leader of the regime. I don't really care. No offense. I love you, Lord. I want the songs, not the track list. Last, mom arriving this afternoon. Haven't seen your mom. Oh. Okay, so this isn't an article. This is me. This is like a note.
This is a note to you.
Well, I already talked about my mom coming, so.
Are you excited for anything?
Yeah, I'm excited for my fucking mom to be here after 6 months.
Hot
and
topic.
I don't have to drive across Delaware. I'd love to drive across Delaware. It's like fucking 20 feet wide. No, I drove across the country in December, and that's the last time I saw my mom. And I'm so glad that bitch is finally coming here, because I'm not doing that again. And that was Hot Topics. Did we enjoy it? Did we not? I don't care. Just don't let me know if you didn't enjoy it. It's really constructive to nobody except my depression. Now, in usual unhinged fashion, we have the Hot Box, where you guys can call in to 310-844-6459. And you can, you guys all just choose to do whatever the fuck you want on this voicemail. It's like honestly insane the amount of messages I get from the producer being like, hey, Chris, if you could maybe steer people away from admitting to crimes, that would be great. It's not a bit. It's not a bit. Like literally, should we just become a true crime podcast like the rest of podcasts? Maybe we'd enter the top 10. Oh, so I asked you guys, I don't want to hear it yet. I asked you guys because of something later coming to give me your best fight stories. Yeah, I know that after I just denounced admitting to crimes that I'm now saying I asked you guys for fight stories. But I did. So let's see what this turns into.
Hi, Chris. So my funniest and best fight story is one time in actually the seventh grade. Fucking my boyfriend of the time punched me and I broke his nose by swinging as hard as I can right into that big ass nose of his.
Oh!
And his nose was bleeding. He was crying. It was broke. I did not feel bad. And I left his ass that day. And he called me a hoe. And I said, Shorty, I know you got other mans. Females, I mean, not men. Oh, my God.
I was like, okay, ah! Oh, and that's, okay, maybe guys, if you're going to leave a voicemail, say, like, bye. So I'm not just sitting here looking like a bigger idiot than I already do. Wow. Okay, first of all, whoa, we should have put that bitch's name in here. Oh my God, he's going around punching his girlfriend? Hi, save it for Chris Brown. I don't know. The fuck? I'm glad that you punched him back. These I've got to walk a fine line on because I think I could join y'all in the crime spree. Wow, there were so many layers of that story that I like honestly have forgotten it. I also did shotgun a beer before this episode. Good for you, girl. Good for you. Oh, he called you a hoe. Whatever. I hate people like that. I just fucking hate people. Ugh. You're just mad that you just got your nose busted by your girlfriend who you punched, psychopath. Ugh. You're a hoe. Ugh. It's so stupid when men call women hoes, as if men aren't just, like, wouldn't fuck a tree if, like, it came to it. I'm a man. I know. I'm off my antidepressants, which means my sex drive is back. And it is, I'm not liking what I'm seeing. I mean, I like what I'm feeling, but yeah. Anyway, next call, please.
Hey, Chris, big fan. My best fight story is,
I feel like you've got
my sister and I were both in middle school and we heard some girl was like talking about wanting to fight me.
Ah!
And I had never been in a fight before and I was freaking out, so my sister wanted to help prepare me for this fight.
Oh my God, I'm
and
obsessed.
We covered ourselves in Icy Hot and just beat the shit out of each other. So that fight never ended up happening, but I got a good practice run in with my sister.
Oh my God, I so badly want that to be like a home video that they have. Like that, first of all, the way you told that story, I could never. That was like, mwah. That was what, 30 seconds? That could have been in a YouTube short, which is something I just learned about the other day. Wow. I kind of wish you did fight that girl now, or that guy, or whoever the fuck wanted to fight you. Wow. I wish I was alerted that someone wanted to fight me. That seems like fun. Like fully doing like hardcore Olympic training for a school fight, seventh grade or third grade or not only is my reading terrible, but so is my memory. Yeah, this, I don't know why I'm saying that with a smile on my face. That's, should be taken more seriously. Okay.
Hey, what's up, Chris? So I won't get into the long ass story about why we were mad at each other, but a friend of mine and me got really drunk one night and then started having a heart to heart that led to tears that then led to like weird arguments that came out of nowhere because we were super drunk, like I said, and basically it turned into a screaming match that then ended with me being punched in the nose so hard that the bridge of my glasses embedded into my face and paramedics had to pull bridge of my glasses out of my nose with pliers. So, yeah, that's a fun scar to have for the rest of my life.
Stop it! Oh, don't ever play me something like that again. Oh, I would just like to leave that in the past. Let's just please move forward. That, I don't stomach like surgery, blood, that kind of shit. Like I want to, like I had a hot phase of watching BBL vlogs, which is a Brazilian butt lift, which is, if you don't know what that is, if you've seen the Kardashians, you know what that is. They take the fat from your stomach and they shove it in your ass. Like cheeks, not the hole. And like, I loved that, but like anything involving surgery, blood, something that I could like imagine feeling the pain of. Nope, nope, nope. So with that being said, next, please. Oh my God. Holy fuck.
Hey, Chris. Ooh. Yeah.
Oh my God. Ariana Grande.
Hey, boy, hi. Girl, what the flip is up, tuber? My name's Nicole. And I'm going to tell you about a fight I had with my sister over who had to unload the dishwasher or not.
Oh, God.
So I'm the baby of my family. And basically, to make a long story short, I didn't want to unload the fucking dishwasher. And she didn't want to either. So we then got into a physical fight. What? I pulled her hair. I kicked her vag. I sat on her.
I thought she was going to say kick her vagina.
I was
like, there's no
girl.
Oh my
God. When I was 12. Still am. But back then, I was a big bitch. Pretty much told my sister, like, I could literally kill you if I wanted. And then she unloaded the dishwasher. So, yeah, that's my story. Love the pod. Yeah. Violence is not the option unless you're the bigger person and you know you can beat them. Okay, love you. Bye.
Oh my God, put that on a fucking t-shirt. I mean, yeah, of course she succumbed to unloading the dishwasher. You kicked her in the vag and unloaded hers. Oh my God, I take back what I said earlier about wanting to see the other home video. I want to see this home video. Are you kidding? Also, who, I don't know if we got a name. I'm obsessed with you. I don't know anything about you other than this story. And I may have misjudged the energy you came in with. Wow, that? That is like the most tell me you have siblings without telling me you have siblings kind of fucking moment. Oh, see, this is the reason I love this segment of the podcast. It's just fucking crazy. It's just insane. Like this, I don't understand why other people don't have podcasts and I do. I'm like, my brothers and I have fought. There was no vag kicking. I mean, well, obviously. Although I guess if I convert it, yeah, no, there was a lot of ball kicking. And honestly, there's still, like, if you have siblings, brothers, and they do ball taps, if you know what that is still currently happening in my family. We are, I think someone's 30. I'm 27, and my little brother is 20. Oh, God, why am I trying? Next, do we have another? Thank God, because I forgot everybody's age.
Hey, Chris.
Hey.
At my high school, we have something called Fight Week, in which
I'm sorry.
If there were people that were fighting with one another, like beefing with one another, they would schedule their fights for the same week. And that way all of the security guards would be overwhelmed because there would be so many fights going on in the school that they couldn't possibly, like,
what?
Stop every single fight. But also, everyone would kind of get in on it and, like, cover for people that were fighting.
Oh, my God.
And so a bunch of people would gather around in a circle and start chanting, like, fight, 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 even though there was no one fighting in the middle. So security guards would come up to this, like, fight circle and find that no one was actually fighting. Meanwhile, there's, like, a girl getting her head shoved into a trash can and, like, beaten repeatedly.
I don't,
on the other side of the school.
The laughing?
This is not funny. You shouldn't fight people. But yeah, anyway, okay. I just wanted to know, do other schools have fight week?
No.
Is this a common occurrence?
No,
or
I
was
don't.
My high school just, like, really organized when it comes to, like, fighting with one another?
Yeah, organized?
Just let me know.
Yeah,
thanks.
No, I'm
anyway,
a
bye.
Bye. Yeah, no, I, yeah, what? What? You think that's fucking common? I was just about to ask for the Addy so I could, like, apply to attend this high school. High school? Like, where the fuck are these movies? We don't need another Avengers or a motherfucking Marvel or a... I don't even know what the movies are called. What are they? The Avengers? Is that a thing? Yeah, like the superhero movies. What the... Show this shit! Are you kidding me? You guys are fucking... Hunger Games, throwing distractions for... First of all, your school has security guards? Is that like a... That's a thing? Oh, I mean, I guess so. Yeah, there's so much fucking gun violence. Oh my God. Is that the last... Was that the last one? Or is there more? Oh, there's still more. I'm feeling like I've just been through a fight. Oh, you say one more? Let's do one more. Yeah, why not?
The worst fight I've ever had was with me and my brother. Growing up, we lived, our rooms were right across from each other.
What the fuck?
And to start a fight, we would throw anything that was in our junk drawers. It was usually pencils. And one night at around 3 a.m., I remember my mom literally, like, having to pull us apart because he took his Game Boy Color and threw it directly at my head, and to which I responded by taking a basketball and throwing it at him. And, yeah, that was the worst fight I ever had. Still have a scar from it. Anyways, love you. Bye.
Yeah, okay. I still think the Game Boy Color has you beaten. And also, at least now you have a free Game Boy Color. Honestly, I would have, like, taken a Game Boy to the head for a free Game Boy. That was a really stupid move on your brother's part. Like, really stupid. Wow, that really, like, that one was, like, the one I probably resonated with the most as... Yeah, I just can't, like, the only thought running through my head is, like, why the fuck don't y'all have podcasts? Why? Because this was all way more interesting than anything that will happen in this episode. Maybe, actually. Maybe. I guess, oh, should I share a fight story? I mean, it was only with my siblings. This is going to explain a lot. We were watching Spy Kids. And let's see, my little brother must have been like 8. I would have been like 12. And my older brother would have been like 16. And even that feels a little old. So we might have been younger. And we were watching Spy Kids, the movie. The credits were rolling at the end. And it was playing some, you know, hot song that always plays during the credits of movies. And then I don't know what compelled us all, but we all just assumed that we are in the Spy Kids agency. And then we started tackling each other. Like, I fully remember hearing our bodies slam on the family floor and the house shaking. And then my older brother, who was overweight at the time, he did like one of these like elbow hits and then like fell. And then he broke my, yep, wait for it, my pinky toe. If that just does not explain Chris Clements, I don't know what the fuck does. We're going to bring this on to a lighter note for... just obvious reasons, and get to the little shout out of this episode. And this shout out, I created a Google form that you guys can fill out. Let's put the link in the description of every episode as well. And you guys, if you know of any good GoFundMes or things like that, that help out your local community, help out one person even. I with organizations, I feel like a lot of organizations have so many resources and already have like name recognition, and it's just like just the go-to place that I feel like especially with GoFundMe. I was talking with a friend and we were like, how sad is it that GoFundMe has to exist? But also, conversely, how fucking cool is it that like people who have extra money around can come together and totally change someone's life? And that kind of smaller impact feels so much more doable with everybody watching and all of Anyway, today's shout out came from one of you guys who filled out the form because I put on my like Instagram and Twitter and shit. And it comes from Megan. And she says, recently, my hometown of Naperville and surrounding suburbs of Chicago was hit by a tornado. And a member of our community has started. Okay. My homework for next week is to learn how to read. I don't know if I'm actually going to do it, but I'll think about it. Recently, my hometown of Naperville and surrounding suburbs of Chicago was hit by a tornado, and a member of our community has started a GoFundMe to raise money for the victims who lost their homes. While I wasn't personally affected, I know of people whose homes were damaged, and it would mean a lot to me if we could raise more money to help those in need. I think this kind of thing is so cool for us to be able to do and help people or a community we've literally never even been to or met. So the link for this GoFundMe will be in the description as well as the form to fill this out to submit your own. It can be small businesses. It can be like honestly anything. It doesn't mean it'll get picked, obviously, but I think it'll just be really cool to. I don't know where the sentence is going. And quite honestly, I'm feeling the shotgun beer that I was doing earlier. Oh, but go check out the link in the description and donate what you can. Obviously, I understand the times are tough, but if you're in a fortunate position like I am, let's donate. It's easy.
This episode is brought to you by Vonage. Introducing Vonage AI Studio, a low-code, drag-and-drop conversation builder that integrates directly with your contact center and CRM. No more scripted chatbots. Say hello to smarter virtual agents that understand your customers and provide personalized experiences like never before. Change the way you connect with your customers. Learn all about it at Vonage.com.
At Jiffy Lube, we get it. Family comes first. From school drop-offs to grocery runs, to picking up the in-laws at the airport, you've got important people counting on you. At Jiffy Lube, it's our job to keep your engine cool, clean, and protected, so you can stay cool, calm, and collected. From oil changes to tire rotations, filters, wipers, and more. A smoothly running engine to keep your family moving? That's a job for Jiffy. Go to JiffyLube.com to find a location near you today.
On a less fun note, we're hopping right into today's rant. And this is a portion on the podcast where I get to live my truest form, a negative bitch. We have a beautiful timer behind me that's set to 4 minutes and 20 seconds. And that is all the time I have to rant. And then once I'm done, I'm done. Unless it's like at last episode, I think, where I just continued to rant for 4 more minutes. But are we ready? Let it be. Okay, yeah, count down faster. Come on. People are like, what's going on? Okay. This one, it has to do with cops, which right there alone, like a dungeon dragon. So I got my first speeding ticket. Yeah, I have it right here. If you're watching it, I'm holding it in my hand. Also, it is the hardest fucking thing to read. The date of violation, suck my fat cock. Are you kidding me? This sounds like I fucking held a bank at gunpoint. God, was May 26th. 2021. Got my first speeding ticket ever. First time pulled over by a cop. I was going to my friend's dinner he was having for his last day of his job that he was quitting. And of course, I'm here to celebrate that. And I was driving up a road in LA called Laurel Canyon, which is a windy road. And the speed limit, I guess, is 35. Okay. I saw this dipshit on a fucking moped, like driving. And So here's the thing. Whenever there's a cop driving around people, everybody's already going 5 to 10 miles per hour under the speed limit, okay? And listen, I probably drive on the faster end of things, but I'm not like here going like 80 on a 25 or whatever, okay? Like I was just trying to go like a 45 on this 35 mile per hour road. So I see this cop, I'm like, oh my God, this is fucking torture. Everybody's going slow, so we're going below the speed limit. which, hi, KKW Esquire. Yeah, so I was like, I need to pass these cars. I'm about to be late to this dinner. Not trying to be late. I'm starving. And I just want to eat. So I pass a car. And then I see red and blue lights behind me. And this little Lizzie McGuire wannabe bitch on his fucking moped comes up to me. Well, no, we pull over. He comes up to me and he's like, why would you do that with me there? As if, one, I just like fucking broke up with him or something. Like, why would you do... First of all, Lizzie McGuire, fucking bitch, shut up. So he goes, why were you going 50? Which, hi, honey, you messed with the wrong bitch on the wrong day. Part two, I did take my antidepressants, but I'm still not having your shit. I have a Tesla, which has the speed limit that your car is going bigger than anything else on the fucking screen. I was going 47 miles an hour, up a windy hill, mind you. So how the fuck did he even take a radar scan? Is that, like, built into these bikes? I don't... Okay, we all... Okay, cool. Thank you for all your solidarity. So I'm pulled over, and he's like, why would you do that? Why would you... Why did you need to go 50? I was like, what? I was like, I'm just trying to get to dinner. It literally was my response. I was actually really proud of myself for how calm I was during this, because I was, like, fully in, like, fight or flight mode. Like, do I back up into the cop and run? No, okay. Anyway, so I got a ticket, and there's no amount on it. There's literally not an amount. There's just an address. Oh, and I'm going to Superior Court. That's the ticket that's coming in the mail today. Honestly, I have to say that's a huge relief. I have like the informed mail thing through the post office. You get emails of what's coming that day in your mailbox. And I saw something from Superior Court and I was like, oh my God, I'm not mentally in a place where I can do jury duty. Just no fucking way. Like I will be the person on the stand. Oh, so that's what it is. Maybe I'm getting my ticket. Maybe I'll find out how much this is. But this guy, so he goes, why were you going 50? Which I fucking wasn't. Just straight up. I will be the first to admit. And also, it's fucking 15 miles an hour. Who cares? We're in Los Angeles. There's way bigger problems than me, someone who's never been pulled over in almost a decade of driving. Oh my God, decade plus, bitch. Anyway, so I got this and I decided I'm going to go to court. I'm going to buy an outfit, write it off, because work. I'm a girl boss. And I'm going to show up to court and ask this Lizzie McGuire motherfucker how the fuck he took my, I almost said temperature, speed, I'm just so mad I can't even think of the word. Oh my God, I have 2 seconds. No, I'm not done. Because the stories with driving doesn't end there. I just did a video where I went to the wig store. And I rented it out. And I bought wigs. So wholesome, was like the best I have had in quite literally years. I leave and I'm driving down the dump that is Hollywood Boulevard. And I mean, I don't even know how to like describe this, because everything was fine. And then it wasn't. I'm driving and, you know, the speed limit. Fuck you, cop. Oh, wait, what's this cop's name? I want to put him on blast. I forgot that I wanted to do that. Martin. His ID number is 1957, either a 2 or a 3. 19. I'm sorry. If I have to pay a fucking fee, can I at least get something I can read? Are you fucking kidding me? This looks like it was found in the 1600s, you stupid bitch. Oh, I hate this fucking twat. Martin. Yeah, 1957, 2 or 3. I don't know what you can do with that information, but pound the alarm. So I'm driving down Hollywood Boulevard. And I'm trying to think of a cum joke. I mean, my windshield was just covered in white. Just fucking splattered in white. And so I immediately go into road rage. Pull the car over. I'm like, truly get out of the car. Ready to have my own fucking fight story fantasy. Like, dead ass. I was walking down, I think, the, like, Star Walk. And
you stormed down. You stormed down the side.
Yeah, no, was I not saying that? I mean, I was, like, ready to literally knuckles to face somebody. Couldn't find them, mostly because I wasn't expecting to get fucking ranch bombed. Oh my God, I have a video of it. I have a video of my windshield with the ranch, which you can watch the video portion to see that. We'll cut it in somewhere. But now my windshield is fucked. Like, literally, it was like 112 or something that day. So it like immediately baked onto my windshield. I'm overtelling the story. It's just, who the fuck does that? Are you kidding me? I saw a TikTok of like a girl who was like, who just threw a windshield or a milkshake into my car? I was like, oh my God, who the fuck would do that? Literally 3 days later, I just got ranched. I'm so pissed off now. Yeah, we need to think of maybe getting rid of the rants. I just like, maybe we end with the rants. Or maybe I just like have a bong on hand. I am like ready to fight, like part eight. This is horse shit. Fuck that loser. All right. So speaking of fighting, and wanting to fight, I don't know when this happened, but something that's going on the internet is all of these people wanting to do boxing matches and like pay-per-view fights and like whatever is it, whatever like that shit is. And I don't really understand why everybody's doing this, especially because most of them are literal dictionary definition idiots and can't afford to lose any more brain cells, but that's neither here nor there. But I thought it would be fun to fill a bowl with a bunch of names from any corner of life. I didn't do this. Again, this is a surprise to me, so I don't know anybody in here. But I'm gonna create their pay-per-view match because, as we can see, I have a lot of anger to get out of me. So, okay, let's see who we're picking. Okay, right off the bat, we have Kate Middleton, Duchess of Cambridge. I'm going to go take the easy answer. Kate, I want to see you fight. Oh, my God. What's her name? Meghan Markle. Oh, my God. Meghan Markle knocked this fucking white cracker out. Ooh, I'm sorry. I don't trust Kate and her husband. I don't know really much about the royal family, if we couldn't tell from the last 10 seconds. I don't trust her. She made Meghan cry. So, Meghan, make her fucking sob. Oh, this is fun. Can I get in trouble for saying any of this? Like, I'm not... Here. Legal team watching this, if you fucking are. You better be with how much notes you give us. I am not supporting violence or anything towards these people. I don't even know how to say something like that. Wait, what? High school cheerleader who was cut from squad using the middle finger and the word fuck on Snapchat? I'm sorry. The fuck?
A high school kicked the girl out for social media use and then it was taken to court and she won her case.
Oh, come on, Elle Woods. I don't know this girl, so you know what? She seems like she's had a hard enough time. We're going to let her not have a fight. We'll just give you money for your time. Well, no, you got money. Oh, girl! Yeah, you don't need a fight. You got your bag. Wait, that's fucking crazy. I would be expelled from high school if, like, social media were as big as it is now then. Like, I got bullied for having a Twitter in high school because people thought it was weird. Meanwhile, I started a Twitter because my biggest fear at the time was Alzheimer's and I wanted to remember my life. So I literally live tweeted my life. Oh, and the worst part is I'm pretty sure they're all still alive. So, yeah, if you really want to search through like 100,000 tweets, I guess go for it. The next pay-per-view fight I am arranging is furries. Generally speaking, people who are furries. Okay, I'm going to have furries fight against skins, as in shirts and skins. I feel like Battle of the... I don't know. Honestly, I don't want to watch that one. Like, I don't think I'd pay for that one. That sounds a little scary. It sounds like something I would concoct when, like, on acid or something. Richard. What is Richard DeVos and Jay Van And? Okay, guys, here's the first problem. We have to remember my IQ level. It's not this high. Is this guy related to Betsy DeVos?
They created the largest MLM scheme.
What is an MLM scheme?
Multi-level marketing.
Oh, is that like a pyramid scheme?
Yeah.
So they created the first one?
The largest.
Okay, I'm going to put them in a pay-per-view match against the law. I want to see how y'all shake out. The fuck? Oh my God, so there's... Of course, men started pyramid schemes. Why are we surprised? Jesus. Okay. Next up, we have Gabrielle Union. Oh, my God. I don't want her to fight anyone. Who would I want her to fight? Does she have beef with anybody that is known? Like, This is good. Okay, I'm not meaning this in the sexist way. I'm meaning this in a clarification way. She's married to Dwayne Wade.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's all I thought. I'm not saying that she's anybody's wife. I'm not, just to make it fucking clear.
Conservatives have beef with them.
Because of their daughter.
Yep.
Daughter?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, just got really scared. I was like, I hope I didn't just misgender them. I mean, like, yeah, that's such an easy cop out. Is like, I want to see her fight conservatives. I want to see Gabrielle Union take out fucking Tomi Lahren. That is a fight, bitch, I'd pay for. Are you? If any of these fights come true, I will be taking legal action because I want at least a fucking 1% cut. I'm not asking for a lot, just some passive fucking money. Yeah, I want to see Tomi Lahren's lights get fucking taken out. Is that okay to say? Again, no, no threats to any of these people. Thank you, love, all love. Beyonce wearing new Ivy Park. Ooh, yes. Oh my God, a Beyonce Ivy Park boxing collection. Bae, call me. You're not gonna. Who would I want to see her fight? Oh, Becky with the good hair. I want to see her rip out the good hair. Just what? No, that feels like a cop out. That's like old news. Who? I'm going to stir the pot and then fucking quickly after this episode smoke it. I want to see Beyonce fight Kim Kardashian. I said it. I want to see that shakedown. Just want to. Kim can wear Skims. Beyonce can wear Ivy Park boxing collection. I like where this is going. This is a fun game. Mayor Eric Garcetti. He can fight Satan. I fucking hope he goes to hell. Do I? I just feel like he handled the pandemic so poorly. He's like, we need to be responsible. All right, we're opening up again. Sir. Sorry, I'm away from the microphone trying to find Eric Garcetti's card. Let's see. The Los Angeles mayor. Is he still the mayor? Ugh. What do we want to do to Garcetti? I want him in the LAPD. I want that as a pay-per-view. Maybe he'll finally get off their dick. Oh, that's Beyonce. We already did that one. Next up, Garrett Morgan invented original three-position... Oh, the inventor of the traffic light. Okay, that's a hot take. Garrett Morgan. Well, guys, see? You can't say you didn't learn anything here. Well, at least I can, because I'm learning a whole lot. I'd like to see him, the inventor of the traffic signal. Okay, I thought it would be funny to have people from history in here until people from history were in here. Garrett Morgan. Does anybody have any ideas? The inventor of the stoplight? Who do we want to see them fight? An Amish person? No, that's unhinged. I'm so sorry to the Amish community. Well, you're not listening to this, if so. You're on the show Breaking Amish, so congrats. Is it bad? I just don't care.
No.
Oh, great. Yeah, I don't know why I'm asking for... my fucking name is this podcast. Next up. Oh, Henry Ford. I want to see him fight Elon Musk. I don't even know what Henry Ford looks like, but I just want to see Elon Musk kind of flail in a ring thinking he's doing something. Feels like a humbling situation for all. Henry Ford... invented ... cars. Guys, I know that. Thank you so much. Imagine I wasn't able to put those fucking context clues together. Zoe Kravitz. Oh. All right, I need to give her someone that she would lose to. Or no, she would win against. I love her. I don't want to see her lose. Who would I want to see? Okay, my brain is like slowly running out of steam right now because I'm like, there's just so many fights I want to see and not with any of the people I'm picking out. Like Zoe Kravitz? Does she have beef with anyone? I'm just like looking for beef. I'm like, what's the tea?
Did you watch Big Little Lies?
Yeah, so I was thinking, I was like, what Caucasian could I match her up with? Like
Reese?
Okay, so I was thinking Reese. And I was also thinking Nicole Kidman.
Or Meryl Streep.
No, I love Meryl. Well, I love all of them. See, that's why I don't want them to fight. I don't want the girls fighting. The girls, no. No girls fighting. Zoe Kravitz, who the fuck do I want you to beat the shit out of? Tana Mojo. I don't know. Just, I know you'd pummel her ass. Jack Skellington from Tim Burton's Nightmare, an animated character?
I just threw it in. Why not?
Okay, yeah. I'm going to throw you out.
You can toss too.
And thank you for telling me the rules on my own podcast. Jack Skellington. I almost thought of something that I'm not going to say because, like, truly cancellation station. And that is a lesson on intrusive thoughts. Matthew McConaughey. I forgot he was a person. All right. And for those listening, we have Matthew McConaughey in studio. If you're watching, you just know that it's psychotic old me. Matthew McConaughey. Like, I just don't have opinions about so many people, it turns out. I'm like, I forgot he was alive. Not in, like, a... Yeah. Matthew McConaughey. Like, Nicolas Cage. I don't know why that's coming out, but I just... I don't know. I feel like they do the same kinds of movies. Well, they... I'm just thinking of Fool's Gold and National Treasure. Yeah. Are we all still listening? I fucking hope not. Next up, Drake. Oh, my God. I want him to fight me. Hey, Drake. No, I'd like to see Drake fight. I would like to see Drake fight. Feel free to submit suggestions, guys. Like, I'm really struggling. Guys, like, who? Drake. Like, I don't know why Kylie Jenner's bodyguard. Like, what even is that thought process? I'm sure the bodyguard feels thankful he's being thought of for once. So, yeah, I'll do that. Either me or the bodyguard. Elton John. Ooh. I want to see him fight, like, Madonna. That, like, can you talk about a show? Pay-per-view. Oh, my God. I'd pay for... I don't have a joke. I'm just so fucking tired. Yeah, I want to see Elton John and Madonna fucking duke it out. Right? I love everybody's nodding. They're like, just please get through this episode so we can go home to our families. Maroon 5. I'd like to see them battle retirement. Personally. Listen, I was a Maroon 5 fan. Adam Levine, I've met you. You were nice. There's a lot of questionable duets you're doing. I don't think I get them, and I think it's just kind of like the signs that are like, hey, no road in 500 feet, no road in 400 feet. It's the road's ending. Just pull the car over. Michael Jackson. A lot of very inappropriate answers came to mind. I'd like to see Michael Jackson fight, honestly, once again, the law. His plastic surgeon. I would love to see. I feel like there'd be a lot of passion. Is that problematic to say? I was, like, so young when he got his whole, like, shit redone. So I don't really remember what it was for. If it was for a disease or something, I take that back.
Fine.
Simon Cowell. I'd love to hit. Nicki Minaj. Oh, but they were never on the same American Idol season. That's a bummer. Oh, my God. I know we were blessed with Mariah and Nicki on the same season, but imagine it. Like, why was Randy Jackson there? I'm sorry to Randy Jackson fans. Are there Randy Jackson fans? Does he a singer? What does he do? Oh, my God. So literally nobody knows what Randy Jackson does? Oh, he's a producer. Well, oh, my God. What the fuck? I thought he was a singer. Like, literally until June 23rd, 2021. Wow. We don't need to do research on... I don't even know what it... Randy Jackson? Is that who I just said? I almost said Randy Cowell. I'd like to see Simon fight Paula Abdul. Yeah, that feels fun. And, like, so nostalgic. All right, we only have a few more left, which, thank God, because as we can all see, this engine is just out of seam. Quinta Brunson? Who is that? And it says comedian. I do know how to read. I know I've made several jokes and also failed at doing so. I'm going to skip because I don't know who that is. President Franklin. President FDR. Was he the one in the wheelchair? Okay. That was like literally, I know like Taft got stuck in a bathtub, which is like, by the way, we need to rewrite Taft's history book. That is so fucking sizist or fat phobic or whatever the word that probably makes me sound like a liberal snowflake. It's crazy that like that can't be the only fact I remember from middle school about a president is that he got stuck in a bathtub. Unless he was a shitty president. No, being fat phobic, there's no excuse. President Franklin D. Roosevelt. I would like to see him fight. Wait, wasn't his wife his sister? Cousin. Cousin! Yes! I want to see him fight his cousin! AKA his wife! Ah! No. Drew Barrymore. I don't know who I want to see her fight. I honestly, she falls into the category of forgot she exists. Although, side tangent. Oh my God, her fucking talk show where she has everybody looking like they're in the same room, but they're literally in different states on green screens. Are you kidding? Say what you want. Granted, the interviews are literally awkward as hell. Oh my God, genius. It looks so real. And then you like get into the fact that you can like hear the delay between coasts and you're like, oh, well, then maybe this isn't a great idea. Drew Barrymore. I almost said I want to see her fight COVID, not like, and then I realized that that's how it sounds, but just because of like how like she set up her studio. Yeah. Drew, I'm going to leave you alone. You seem like a nice lady, unless you don't, which I don't know anything about anyone. God. Lastly, oh, Kacey Musgraves. I want her to battle in a pay-per-view. I want her to fight an ounce of weed and I want to be her teammate. I want to smoke with Kacey Musgraves. That's all I'm saying. I mean, like, maybe honestly marry her. She's perfect. Does she have anything against her that I shouldn't take her side for? God, I'm so fucking afraid of the internet. That's who I don't want to get into a pay-per-view boxing match with. Oh, and that's it. Okay, wow. That was a lot more exhausting than I thought it would be. I'm not going to lie, but I'm glad that there were really no influencers in here. They don't really deserve the time of day at this point. I'm kind of over them. All right, now this whole studio is... Ooh, oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I'm here with some secrets.
Right, okay. So I forgot this fun addition to the podcast where it's time for secrets. And oh, my God. If this fucking dead... No, this isn't a dead owl. It's a stuffed animal. Oh, my God. I don't... We just entered a fever dream. This is the secrets portion where you guys can submit secrets. And the form for that is also, yep, in the description of every episode. But the owl has flown in with today's secrets clipped to its feet. It's a stuffed animal owl that you buy at like an aquarium or a zoo, I guess. I guess owls aren't in a fucking aquarium. But wouldn't that be cool if owls could just swim? Anyways, yeah, I'm so... Yeah, no, the shotgun beer is far out of my system. That left at, like, the hot box. So, yeah, you guys submit secrets that, once again, also turn into fucking crimes. And I don't know what these are once again. So let's get into it. I once hooked up with a guy, and your YouTube video was playing on my TV during it. Thank you for giving me the only recognition I'm looking for. I just want to be playing in the background of people having sex. Oh, wow, I really do feel like I made it, though. The sex was off. Oh, okay. The sex was awful, but your video kept making me laugh, but I had to hold in the laughter so he didn't think I was laughing at him. No, it seems like you should laugh at him. It looks like nobody's laughed at him. And that's what would make the sex better. But honestly, I'm glad I could have been there for that threesome. That's so fun. Oh, my God, wait. Guys, how many secrets are there? Oh. It felt like there were so many more. I looked in and it looked like a packet. A freshman year orientation packet. All right, the next secret. I used to sell weed for my entire high school career and was honestly the best dealer in my town. Go off, entrepreneur. One day, this dude I had been talking to for a while asked me if he could give me head for an eighth. The deal was if he made me come, I would give it to him. Let's just say he never got that bag and we stopped talking after that. Wow. Okay. Really thought we were going to go into a girl boss moment of your own. Wow. That is a really sad situation. Like, my high school career wasn't the greatest, but, like, it never resorted to, like, not making someone able to come for an eighth of weed. Like, that's going on in high school. In high school, I blocked that shit out. Never mind. Next up, when my friend and I were in middle school, we still really loved playing with Barbies, but we were too embarrassed to talk about our Barbies in public. So instead of saying, "Hey, do you want me to come over and play with Barbies later?" we would, we would say, "Hey, do you want me to come over and beatbox later?" It was fucking I thought that was going to go somewhere so different. It was fucking weird, and I'm surprised we had other friends. This is, like, last night at dinner when my friend and I were talking. Just me and my friend. No one else. We came up with nicknames with everyone we were talking. Like, telling stories about. For no reason. Literally, people weren't there. We weren't even talking shit. Same energy. I'm a huge fan of that. That's so wholesome. Oh, my God. There was not, like, one part of a... even a remote crime. Oh my God. Have I gotten so raunchy that, like, I'm coming back full circle to being, like, a full on, like, family Christian channel? No, I mean, that's absolutely not true. All I'm thinking about is hitting my vape pen after this. Next up, one time I was like 10. Nope. Once again, fucked up reading. One time when I was like 10, I decided to climb the giant tree in my backyard. I got about halfway up and sat down in between two branches and just hung out for a while. This is, I was going to say, if we had a big enough tree in our yard, I feel like this is like where I would find Andrew. When it was time to get up, my leg wouldn't move. It was stuck in the tree. Mind you, I was a hefty child, so my thigh was not small. After about 2 hours, my mom had to call the fire department to cut me out of the tree. Again, this is a really wholesome one, but this one's concerning. I don't understand the physics of the tree. And so did the fire department cut down the whole tree with you in it? Can you imagine? No, I'm sure the fire department had a professional and useful way of getting you down. I'm glad you're okay. I still just don't understand what the fuck happened. Like, how do... like, at least when someone got, like, decked in the face, I understand how their glasses bridge, like, went into their nose. I don't understand at what point your leg went into the tree and didn't come out. Right? Right? Or can I... okay, fuck all of you. I'm black and my... oh, I'm so sorry that you have to live in America. Oh, Jesus. I'm black and my ex's parents were racist. Even more sorry. So throughout our relationship, I had over 50 random African Americans show up to their house asking for their son. Fucked them up. Oh, I stan you. That is everything. That is the way to fuck bitches up. Oh my God. That is so funny. That is so good. You guys are so much more creative than I would ever be. I would just, like, egg someone's head. No, I wouldn't. Moving on to the last secret. No. Oh, my God. You guys are going to, like, roll when you hear this one. I have been flirting with one of my college professors, and after the final class, we decided to hook up. I am so jealous of everybody who has hooked up with a professor. Granted, there are literally not one that I could name that I've had that I'd want to hook up with. But wow. Oh, my God. That's like the only time. Never mind. He alluded to being signals. This engine is out of steam. He alluded to being single the whole time. Now I'm 6 months. Oh, my God. I'm sorry to blue ball all of you with this cliffhanger. I'm going to start over and not interrupt so you guys get the full punch. I have been flirting with one of my college professors, and after the final class, we decided to hook up. He alluded to being single the whole time. Now I'm 6 months pregnant with his child and found out he has a family and a wife. Joke's on me. I'm a dumb bitch. Parentheses, I fully consent to this being on the internet. Wow. I don't have a response. And I think that's for the best. That's I just needed a deep breath. That's all I needed. Yeah, nothing I say is going to end up positive for me. So I'm going to literally leave secrets there. Again, if you want to submit your own, you can by going to the description of this episode and doing so. Maybe we need to move secrets somewhere else and end on a little bit of a lighter note, because every time I get here, I feel like I've eaten the whole Domino's. And I'm like, wow, I am bottom heavy. Yeah, that has been our that's been the show today, folks. Thank you so much for listening. And if you're a continual listener, if that's even a thing, thanks for being one. I can't imagine making it to episode 5 on my own fruition. I kind of have to listen to the episodes, as I need to make sure that my career isn't over the day that this is uploaded. But make sure you subscribe to podcast. No, what? Yeah, I'm like just so like I see the finish line and I'm just like flailing to get there. Make sure you subscribe to Unhinged with Chris Clemens wherever you listen to podcasts. And make sure you give this a fucking 5-star and an amazing review. I know I don't deserve it, but come on, minions. I love y'all very much. I hope... I just hope you're fine after hearing... Yeah, I feel like we're just like slowly spreading mental health. No, mental illness. Jesus Christ, this is mental illness. Thank you. Unhinged with Chris Clemens is a Big Spark Studio production, and I want to thank a few people. First off, I want to thank our amazing executive producer, Chris Clemens. Ugh, love you, bitch. No, but for real, this episode was produced by Samantha Land, Jake Wachtel, and me, Chris Clemens. Mm-hmm. Justin Bretter is our amazing videographer and editor for Unhinged with Chris Clemens, which you can watch on youtube.com/Chris. Cover art was created by Haroon Adalat, and cover art was animated by Katya Temkin. I love you, Katya. An extra special thanks to my team members, Jake Wachtel and Elliot Desai. Once again, love you, bitches. And a special thanks to Brian Cho and Todd Quinn. Our original theme song, created by Josh Siegel and Dog Organ of Floor Model. Is that a sentence? Okay. Anyway, we're going to pretend that that happened. It was functional. Thanks for the awesome music I literally had bang in my office. Yeah, this is Unhinged with Chris Clemens.